Good day and welcome to Indofarm Equipment Limited's earnings call. We appreciate your participation as we review the company's operational and financial performance for H1 FY26 and outline a strategic direction. The purpose of today's call is to provide an overview of company's progress and to address questions from our investors and stakeholders. Please note that this call is being recorded and certain statements made during this call may be forward-looking and based on current assumptions. This involves risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ. The company assumes no obligation to update these statements except as required by law. We encourage participants to consider these factors and avoid placing undue reliance on forward-looking information. Representing Indofarm Equipment Limited today, we have Mr. Ranveer Singh Kharvaria, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Anshul Kharvaria, Whole-time Director, Mr. Varun Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. S. M. Singla, Finance Head, Ms. Navpreet Kaur, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. I will now hand over the call to management for the opening remarks. Following their address, we will proceed to the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, ma'am. Good evening and welcome everyone to this earnings conference call for discussing the result for the quarter and half year ended September 25. Along with me, we have our whole-time director, Mr. Anshul Kharvaria, CFO, Mr. Varun Sharma, and head of the finance, Mr. S. M. Singla, and Navpreet Kaur, company secretary, compliance officer. The company's financial result for the quarter and half year ended September 25 has been circulated and uploaded on the stock exchange and company website. I will summarize the key highlights of our financial performance in the quarter and half year ended September 25 on standalone basis. Our company have achieved revenue from operations of rupees 99.06 crore during the second quarter of FY26 and 19.31 crore. Against the 91.31 crore. 91.31 crore during the. Singhalaji, can you correct me this figure? Itne crore during the second quarter of FY.
81.24 crore, sir.
And 81.24 crore.
The corresponding quarter of the FY25, sir.
Oh, so corresponding quarter of FY25. And the profit. Just a minute. The profit is 19.31 crore.
So PBT is 6.45 crore for this quarter.
Yeah.
Vis-a-vis 4.63 crore in the corresponding quarter of FY25, sir.
Okay. Registering during correspondence half year 25, registering a growth of 21.94% on quarterly basis.
21.494 in the revenue side, yes, sir.
Okay. Sorry, I'll start it again. In the corresponding quarter of 25 and rupees 150.778 crore during the corresponding half year of the 25, registering a growth of 21.94% on quarterly basis and 26.22 on half yearly basis. Standalone EBITDA, including other income, has grown to rupees 12.05 crore from rupees 10.7 crore on corresponding quarter. On corresponding quarter basis and half yearly basis, 23.86 crore from 20.34 crore, registering a growth of 12.56% on quarterly basis and 17.31% on half yearly basis. Our company have achieved revenue from tractor segment of rupees 54.12 crore during the second quarter of FY26 and rupees 92.33 crore during the half year of 26 versus 30. What is this? This
The
figure is
92.33 crore is for the first half year, this financial year.
okay. This is the for quarter. This is for quarter 35.11 crore in the corresponding quarter of FY25, and rupees 65.05 crore during the corresponding half year of the FY25, registering a growth of 54.17% on quarterly basis and 41.93% on half yearly basis. In that, this is a tractor growth, and revenue from the crane segment of rupees 44.93 crore during the second quarter of FY26 and 97.98 crore during the half year of the FY26 versus 46.13 crore in the corresponding quarter of FY25 and rupees 85.02 crore during the corresponding half year of the FY25, registering a decline of 2.6% on quarterly basis and growth of 15.24% on half yearly basis. The growth outlook of further growth outlook of the company. The company expects to achieve overall revenue growth of around 25% for FY25-26, with the tractor revenue is expected to grow between 35 to 40%, and the crane revenue is expected to grow between 15 to 20%, with expected EBITDA margin in the range of 12.5 to 13%. Export business outlook. The company have started the export marketing activities and appointed new team, and recently participated in a most famous agri machinery exhibition in Germany, that is Agritechnica, to open the new market, especially in Europe. New pick and carry crane project update. The project is expected to start commercial production in early first quarter of FY26-27. Due to unprecedented heavy rain this year in Himachal Pradesh, the project work couldn't progress much till September 25. But now the project work has regained momentum during the current quarter. The tower crane technology tie-up and the way forward. Onward second quarter FY26-27, the company is expected to start the commercial sale of the tower cranes, and in FY26-27, a revenue of around rupees 60 to 70 crore is expected in the corresponding financial year. Now I request the moderator to open the call for a question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the introduction. We will now begin the Q&A session. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to raise their hand. To ensure we accommodate as many queries as possible, we request each participant to limit themselves to three questions before rejoining the queue if needed.
हेलो
We'll take the first question from Rahul Gupta.
हेलो सर, एम आई ऑडिबल?
यस
हाँ सर, थैंक यू फॉर दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी. सर माय फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज, काइंडली अपडेट अस ऑन डीलर एक्सपेंशन एंड हाउ मेनी न्यू डीलर बिकेम ऑपरेशनल दिस क्वार्टर, एंड व्हाट इज द डीलर स्प्लिट बिटवीन द क्रेन नेटवर्क एंड द ट्रैक्टर नेटवर्क. ऑल्सो हाउ मेनी एलओआई आर करंटली इन पाइपलाइन.
राइट Sir, I can take this. Sir, for tractor division, we have about currently, we had 140 dealers. In this financial year, we have appointed somewhere around 23 to 24 dealers, and some other interview processes are currently in pipeline. We have shortlisted another number of parties, but their interview processes are going on. We are being slightly cautious with the kind of parties we bring on board, because we want to make sure they come with the right investment, right need, and the right attitude of business. So currently, post the IPO, 25 good quality dealers have been added in the tractor space. making a total number to around 160 to 165 active tractor dealers. And for cranes, sir, I think around 5 to 6 numbers of crane dealers have been added post the LOI, post the IPO, sorry.
Okay, sir. And sir, my second question is, what percentage of crane volume will shift towards higher tonnage 2023 in FY27?
This, I think this exact data is not available, but certainly this is going in the similar numbers. Once the new project start, then will this higher tonnage capacity will be much much bigger numbers. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
We'll take the next question from Abhishek Jain.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes, Jain sir, tell me.
Sir, my question is, who are our prospective customers who buy our Indo-Power crane? And what is the advantage that a prospective customer gets if he buys an Indo-Power crane versus the competition? Like prospective sectors or areas who industries who are our buyers of these pick and carry cranes.
This Abhishek ji, this pick and carry crane usage is quite large. This start from the first is the hiring companies. Many hiring companies who are giving service to the corporate also and giving the service to the small industry also, domestic sector also. So these hiring company buy in bulk these cranes. This is the first customer major, and second is the corporate and industries. Many construction company, corporate, they buy their own crane. If they found the work is for a longer time, then they choose that they buy their own fleet of cranes. And then some industries also. Earlier, the work done, loading, unloading, material shifting, this activity is done by manual labor. Now it is shifted by this pick and carry crane for loading, unloading, and this application. These industries also. So these kind of three, four major uses, but the usage is in many, many application from road construction, port construction, building construction, and bridges construction. This is mainly in all construction activity. Everywhere the material has to be loaded, unloaded, material to be shifted. So this is for many application. Even this today the electricity pole is to be erected, this machine is required. Today, if any machine is to be unloaded in a company, some small company buying a machine, they require this kind of machine. If somebody has to keep a generator on the top floor of the building, then this machine is required. So this is many application, plenty of applications. And why they'll buy the Indo Power machine? We started from north. We have proven we are selling our product on the quality basis. We have given better features than the product available in the market. Therefore, people like our product and they are buying. And we are in the other way, we are competitive in pricing also, because we are having a backward integration in the plant. Many of the component we make in-house.
Certain
Second,
features
sir.
of
Yeah.
yeah, please go ahead, please.
No, that's also
So my next question is towards dealer expansion strategy. Are we going a pan-India approach, or do we have a cluster-based deep penetration approach where we are focusing on certain geographies first? This is from a perspective of service and brand building, and from that perspective.
Sir, just to sir to answer this, sir, we have divided India into three markets: priority one, priority two, and priority three. Sir, at the moment, we are focusing on the 10 largest markets in the country. And there also we identify areas where there is high tractor industry volume. So to answer your question, we are going with a clustered approach because we want to dig in deeper and to control the expenses also, and for better monitoring and efficiency, we are only going in a clustered manner to expand our network.
Sir, just if you can give some more color on which are the areas we are focusing on in terms of clusters, broad geographies.
Sure, sir. So it's Haryana, Punjab, UP, MP, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Karnataka at the moment. These are the
Okay.
markets.
Thank you, sir. And my next question, sir, is from a dealer perspective, from a prospective dealer, a new dealer who's coming on board, why will he choose Indopar or Agri rather than some other dealership? So what is that we bring on the table for a prospective good dealer who basically fits the bill?
Right, sir. Sir, currently with the other players in the market, they have completely saturated their network. Sir, for to say if India is currently India has around 720 districts, every company is sitting with a network of anything between 1600 to 2000 dealerships. Until and unless there is a need to replace the dealer, there is no or new onboarding coming in these companies. And if you look at the rural landscape, sir, there are not very many opportunities for an enterprising entrepreneur in the rural part. He doesn't have many opportunities. So this is where Indofarm comes in, because with the, as a company, we have one of the largest ranges. We have our own NBFC. We have slight price advantage. We have better margins for our dealers. So, sir, we at rather I feel we are currently one of the best companies to partners with in terms of dealerships, where our business model is slightly low in investment and better in returns.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for it. It's very helpful. Just a thing, sir. Are we looking at electric pick and power carry trains or hybrid?
Sorry to interrupt. Can you just join the queue back
Sure, ma'am.
again? Let me know. Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from Manan Shah.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes,
Yes,
sir.
sir. Sir, these 24 new dealers that you added in the tractor segment, are these totally new dealers or you've been able to convert dealers from your competition?
Sir, initially the target is to convert a dealer from the similar industry, could be selling implements or tractors or working in the rural space. But however, majority of our dealers, around 60%, come from the same trade. The other ones, we try to get dealers who we feel have the right need for business, the right kind of attitude and business acumen, the right financial backing, and the right will to grow. So if we feel we see that in the certain interviews that happen, then we are even comfortable with bringing someone outside of the industry. And we have a dealer development department who works closely with the dealer to ensure that the dealer is well installed in a new industry.
Right, but these existing 24 dealers which we added in
Right.
since are these from existing from the same industry or a similar industry, or these are totally new dealers that you've developed?
Sir, almost 16 to 17 dealers would be from the same trade. That is our first preference.
Understood. During the quarter, there is a contraction in our gross margins and thereby in our EBITDA margins. So, is it that you had to resort to higher discounts to maintain your sales, or what led to this contraction in your gross margins?
No, this I would like to reply. You know, this is this margin reduction remain because in the crane business, this new norm has been started. That is, and because of this new norm, TRUMPF 5 norms, and that some cost has increased, which the complete cost we are not able to recover. So this was the reason basically. But going forward, we are going to charge. We are able to record this cost also.
So have you taken a price hike to recover this cost then going for the subsequent quarters?
Because it has taken a staggered way. So
Okay.
initially, because when we launched the new thing, that the total price we couldn't able to charge in the
So,
beginning. In the beginning, yeah.
and this price hike has been well absorbed by the industry. I mean, has the competition also taken a similar price hike?
Yes, because this is universal. Some component in TRUMPF 5 engine, they have changed, like the electrical, like the harness is imported. Those few components, the element everybody has to put it to make it TRUMPF 5 compliance engine machine. Yeah.
Understood. On the tractor side, you mentioned that we participated in an exhibition in Germany.
Yeah.
But our penetration in domestic itself is so low. So wouldn't domestic penetration be a higher priority, or exports is also a similar priority for you?
We both are, you know, in India, we are this year, we are planning 30 to 35% growth. Okay. But this growth is, I think, it's a good, because we should go in a balanced growth. And in the last quarter, last financial, half financial year of tractor growth remained 41%, around
Right.
40% plus. Okay.
Right.
So similar way, because the export is always a better market, and in export, here we are having challenge of retail financing, the brand thing. If you'll go abroad, the product we are making is not no way less than the our competitors. Okay. If you'll go in another country, that will be branded as Indian product. And when they'll find all the features are there, it is more easy for us to sell outside. That's why we started, and this German exhibition is most popular exhibition. People across the globes are coming there, and this is almost 7 days exhibition, I think. So now just finished. This was from 8 to 14, 15, 13, 14. So this team is coming back, and we got a good response. So this is
And you will be
inquiry.
selling under your own brand, right? It's not
Yeah,
a contract.
own brand, own brand. And we are having a tractor which is being very popular in Europe, basically. This is a Trump 5 engine with 26 horsepower. This is used for grape farming application and garden application, those kind of application. It is not a big HP tractor, but it's quite popular. Indian companies are selling. So same way we have gone there, basically. And we are expecting this model is already approved by the authorities, European marking.
Got it, got it. Sir, just one last bookkeeping question. Can you say tell us the units sold in tractor as well as cranes for the quarter?
Singlaji, numbers you are having? Yes, I think I don't have right now. Singlaji? Singlaji?
So second quarter number tractor number is 721, sir.
And cranes?
Cranes is around 200 odd cranes, sir.
Okay. Sir, you mentioned that we can expect around 60 70 crores from tower cranes next year, but I believe we were yet to identify a land. So, any progress over there?
No, we have already started the development activities. And as soon as the new project is coming up, there only we are going to manufacture this, because we are creating a large shop there. So in the new shop, we are going to start it.
Sir, you earlier were looking to set up somewhere near Pune.
Hello.
This is just a follow-up to what he
Hello.
mentioned. Yeah, this is just a
Okay.
follow-up to what he mentioned. Sir,
Now,
earlier.
now, now, Pune, we have re again rethought, and we have considered some other point factors.
Okay.
Here only we would like to develop it, because the things are very getting very expensive there. We have to
Okay.
make the machine viable also. So now we are working here in Baddi only.
Okay, so the existing plant that we are setting up for the cranes, we will be manufacturing the tower cranes also over there only.
Yes.
And in terms of top management, I believe we had got someone. So is that person going to continue with us, or we are looking for some other leadership over here?
We are having a lot of people in the plant. There is no issue. The people
Okay.
are there. The job is already assigned to them.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we'll take the next question from Sonak Khan.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, okay. Can you little loud, please?
Hello, hello. Am I
Yeah,
audible now?
yes. It's okay now. It's okay. Yeah, Mr. Khan.
Okay, perfect. So I just wanted to understand, how does Indofarm evaluate the feasibility of electric or hybrid crane platforms? And do we foresee any regulatory push that could accelerate the adoption of these electric crane platforms by any chance?
We are internally, our R&D is working on this basically, but it will take some time, because the cost is going quite expensive, and this electric crane across the globe is not very popular at this moment, because it has to work on the
Okay.
site. And there's hardly any sale volume is coming from anywhere from the across the globe. So it will take a little more time, sir.
Okay. Fair enough. And one more thing I wanted to understand was, as the volumes for tractors and you can carry cranes start increasing, how much additional working capital will be required?
I think working capital is sufficient till the next financial year in 26, 27 also. We don't need additional working capital. If we'll grow at that phase of this 25%, still we don't require any additional working capital.
Okay, perfect. And so let's say we are entering a new geography. And you had mentioned earlier that when we enter a new geography, we initially have to finance the dealers ourselves through Baroda, I believe, right? And then afterwards, the banks start financing. So I just wanted to understand how many days of track record do these big banks need to start financing your products through these new dealers? Like, what is the timeline for getting a new, a big, like HDFC or Kotak to start financing these new dealers in new geographies? Just wanted to understand that.
There is, you know, it's not a some standard rule. If some dealer from Mahindra left and he started our business, like in Karnataka, so that person having good relation, they can get it start maybe in 90 days time, because bank will take opening of the code with the, and we have given the approval for opening the code and all these. This process take little time, but from 90 days to 180 days, I think thing can start. And then he'll have the choice of the bank also and our NBFC also. But initially we have to support till he start number. And in a state, if he'll start selling 30, 40, 50 number, then it's good for bank. If we start initially 10, 15, 20 number, so this is not very attractive for them. If any counter in any particular state, any counter giving good number, then they start quickly. So this is a, you know, this kind of system is there.
Okay. And generally speaking, what is the breakup of horsepower range or specific models of tractors that we are selling? Like the revenue breakup for these specific models. Do we have any such revenue breakups?
Anshul ji, you can have a little idea, I think.
Yes, sir. See, my majority, sir. See, we have tried to focus on the bigger horsepower of tractors to attract the bigger customer, and it is not as price competitive as the entry level tractors. My most selling tractor is a 3055 NV, which is a 55 HP range tractor. My second most selling tractor is a 50 horsepower range tractor, sir. These two models only give me somewhere around 70% of the total volume, and from the rest 30% is from the other HP categories. And in that also, we try to focus on 60, 65, and export level variants.
Okay. Perfect. Got it. And just one more thing. Is the current momentum driven purely by the infrastructure and solar CapEx cycle, the current momentum in crane demand? And to what extent is it a more like sustainable shift in industry behavior? Since we see the demand for pick and carry cranes increasing and accelerating significantly post-COVID, I just wanted to get an idea of the sort of structural drivers behind this increase in demand.
Sir,
Anshul, you want to reply?
sorry, sir, I was seeing some data of crane. Sir, you know, we have, sir, when crane was launched, and because of the backward integration that we have in our company and our focus on quality, we were able to really penetrate into markets and even break the market share of leading players. We enjoy a very strong recurring purchase also from the market. So, our product has really stand for itself, and we are actually taking the other company's share. So, secondly, yes, you very rightly said there is a momentum shift in the market. There is a demand for infrastructure. A lot of projects are coming up. This is going to be a great sector for the company. Similarly, there is a shortage in the labor also, which is why this crane is getting a lot of push. And as CMD sir mentioned earlier, sir, this crane is only and only not used for one application, but used for almost 10 various applications. So earlier it was only used for pick and carry, but now to set up a hoarding in Mumbai also this crane is required, and to create a wedding decor also this crane is required. So sir, similarly, a lot of all these factors are supporting this numbers at the moment. And so the current numbers that you see are very, very little compared to where this numbers will be in the long run. Sir, the product JCB, which only does single application, is sold around 60,000 units in the country, which only does one application of digging. So you can make out that this momentum is here to stay, sir, for a long time.
Oh, thank you so much for the clarity over there. That really helps. And just as a last question, we have a shift towards electric, or at least we want to create more electric products, tractors, whatever. Just wanted to get an idea of how much of the cost advantage from our integrated natures of operations gets eroded if we start developing electric tractors or cranes, just to understand that.
Electric
Since
tractor, few company try to make it basically. At this moment in India, because of the more getting, it is more getting more expensive, the sale it will remain very limited. The hardly any numbers are being sold in the country, and every player try to make tractors. We also developed one electric tractor, but the price goes little something around in 25 HP range. If I make electric tractor, the cost goes on something around 2 lakh rupees expensive. But at this moment, this two paying 2 lakh in a smaller tractor, that is also a smaller tractor used by the smaller farmer, it's not very viable at this moment. Maybe in future the batteries are become more competitive, pricing of the battery and battery power become better and life also become better, then maybe it's viable. We have to keep the option open maybe in future, but not very, very currently, I think.
Fair enough. Okay, thank you. That would be it.
Thank you.
We'll take the next question from Manav Singh.
Hello, good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, Mr.
Yes.
Man. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Are we exploring any partnership for global distribution or exports?
Absolutely, sir. When we enter a country, we try to get in touch with the biggest business houses there, especially the ones who are in a similar distribution business, and we try to meet with them to see if the synergies align. So definitely we do that, and we do that specific region-wise, country-wise.
Got it. And we have noticed there is an industry-wide tractor volume slowdown for the past couple of years. So just wanted to understand what is your outlook over next 3 to 5 years?
Sir, basically because I'm only currently operating on a very small percent of the total market, around 10-11%, so I have a lot of area vacant for me. My current dealer network from 140 dealers has to go to 500 in the next 3 to 4 years, and then to 1500 in the next 10 years. So sir, the industry, I'm not directly related to the industry because I have a lot of virgin territory to explore in domestic as well as international markets. So which is why we feel, irrespective of how the market behaves, if we focus on what we have been doing, and since if what we have been doing since the past 4 quarters, we are confident we'll be able to deliver the growth we expect.
Okay. Apart from that, I wanted to understand what does a typical farmer consider when they are buying? What are the key factors that they look for when they're buying a new tractor?
Sir, we see four strong factors. Sir, first and foremost is his the so of course the HP category. He needs the right product for his right kind of area or the usage that he requires. Then sir, he sees the confidence of the local dealer. Tomorrow the tractor, if it during harvesting season the tractor needs some service, he likes to believe that the dealer is someone who will come and help me in the field in the most crucial time. So of course he sees the local relation of the dealer. And these are the two intangible things. Apart from that, of course, he sees the price and what he's getting the tractor. In India, for our farmer, pricing is still very, very important. And it is very crucial while making a decision making. And that is where we are slightly competitive. And of course, he sees his fuel efficiency, pulling power, and some basic features which is required for him. So these are the four criteria that we see. Amongst this only is another criteria, the value of his exchange tractor, if he's exchanging an old asset. So broadly, these are the five categories which either hinder or initiate the process of a purchase from a customer.
Understood. And I presume we are more fuel efficient than compared to other tractors, right?
Sir, product wise, we are extremely strong. We are not just fuel efficient. We are very, very powerful also. So usually, yes, we have sold over 100,000 tractors in the market and our customers are satisfied.
So just to add on to the previous question, what does a dealer consider? What does a prospective dealer consider when taking a new dealership and why would he choose Indofarm?
Right. So we see dealers consider three things. Sir, initially the dealers consider the initial investment, because a lot of dealers sometimes want to only start with a limited risk. That is the first criteria. Second criteria, they see the profitability. I think 80% or 90% the dealer only sees the profitability. And the third criteria is, sir, they see how the company has behaved in the past. Does the company change its dealers frequently? Does the company keep its dealer under tremendous pressure? Are the promoters approachable? Do I have a say in the organization? Will my voice be heard in the company? So that is again intangible. But otherwise, they see, of course, the investment, the profit, and the kind of relation he has with this company. These are, I feel, the three broad categories, with profit being the most important.
Great, sir. Just how, and how are we solving these problems? What are we providing to these dealers?
Sir, of course, because our organization is quite lean at the moment, we have been, and because of the backward and forward integration, our communication with our dealers is very effective. Right from our CEOs to myself, I'm completely involved with my dealers. Sir, B, because of my backward and forward integration, I have the biggest range in the country from 16 to 100 horsepower. So I have a product for every farmer and their need. And I'm able to customize my product as per the requirement. I have 127 variants of tractors available with me, right from special speeds of South or to Himachal Pradesh. And sir, C, because of my lean organization, again, I can give maximum profit to my dealers, at least 5 to 6% more than the competitive landscape. And we give them slightly better area also. So, sir, this is why the dealer, if I'm given a fair chance to pitch to all the dealers, we are very successful in converting the dealer that we want.
Understood, understood. Thank you so much. Something on the previous question. You said you don't require additional working capital for growing volumes further.
Yeah.
So, is that becoming more working capital efficient, that the working capital days would come down, right? So
once the volume pick up, basically that will support us basically. Now if that rotation become fast of my raw material also, my inventory also, no, look, we have got so much of variety of tractors, we have to keep some quantity in stock. If the sale increase, that time automatically will reduce.
Understood. So what is our target on this? What is a comfortable level of working capital days that we are aiming for?
We ultimately in future, it will remain little higher to the comparable to the competition because of our too much backward integration and big higher range of product. But still, there is a scope to come down. Good scope to come down.
Got it, sir. And if you don't mind, just one more thing. What does a typical prospective dealer consider when you're taking a new cranes? When now we're talking about cranes instead of tractors. And what does a tractor dealership can provide service and spare parts to cranes as well?
Yes, because the transmission remain common in many of the range. In some range, maybe the transmission is not common, but in many, our 80% product range, the transmission is common with the tractor transmission. The spare part availability remain better. Okay. And then because of the backward integration, our pricing is a main factor, because there is only three company main player in this segment. One company, Escort Construction, is generally selling little premium on the premium because of their the oldest company, and working in this space is more than almost 50 year plus 40 years. And another company, we are competing with another company, one more company is there. So then there is a competition, and the price is remain a consideration. And in the pricing, because of our backward integration, we are making all the hydraulic cylinder in-house. We are making a very critical component, that's a winch, hydraulic winch, that costs something around 70,000 to 1 lakh rupees, depending on the machine. That also we are making in-house. So these things give us the advantage. If in a new market we have to enter, still the price become little, main consideration there, and we can be always competitive in the pricing also.
Got it, sir. And tower crane will be sold to the same network, is it?
Yeah, because there is no need of extra marketing. That's going to be sold by our same dealers.
So is there anyone else who is like us, who is completely integrated in their processes like we are?
Our competitors are there, but they are hardly making anything in-house. They take many things from outside.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Yes.
We'll take the next question from Namisha Gupta.
Hello, is my voice audible?
Yeah, audible. Yeah, please.
Sir, thanks for taking my question. So my question is, sir, like our employee cost is like have like increased approximately like 40% from corresponding years last quarter. So now this is will be like stable or still we are like hiring people for our expansion? I mean, at least for next 2 3 quarters, this will be stable or it will continue rising, sir?
The chances it will be reduced, but not going to increase, because for marketing, we have kept many big team in the marketing, in dealer development department, as Anshul ji has spoken. So
Okay.
once the number increase, the percentage wise it is going to decrease only.
So in absolute numbers also it will remain stable or it will decrease only for next 2 3 quarters at least.
Yeah, yes, but in percentage it is going to decrease.
Yes, I mean if absolute will be same, then percentage will definitely decrease.
Because of the volume is there, the new people are going to give some volume. The main impact is only on the marketing side. The cost increase because of we kept a big team in the marketing, sales. Yeah.
Okay. Sir, one more thing. I mean, I think in your initial commentary, you
Yeah.
informed that on like annual basis, like for FY 26, you will be doing a EBITDA of 12.5 to 13%. But in current half year only, sir, since I mean you are including other income in EBITDA, so we have achieved a EBITDA range of around in this half year only 14.5%. So why like you are guiding for a decrease in EBITDA range from here on, since your gross margins will be going to increase, your employee cost will going to be stable, your revenue will be going to increase, then why we are guiding on a lower EBITDA range?
Because there are two reasons. One is this you are asking about the historical numbers this half year,
Sir, in your
future.
commentary, initial commentary, you said that for this current financial year, FY 25-26, you will be operating at an EBITDA range of 12.5 to 13%. And this is including the other income. So if I include the other income, then in this current half year only.
No, this is I think standalone. Singlaji, this is standalone,
Yes,
na?
sir, this is
Standalone.
the standalone which you are talking about. That is on the
No,
consolidated basis,
sir. I am talking on consolidated basis.
Sir, so, sorry, still speaking on as of standalone basis, sir.
And sir, so can I ask like what will be on like consolidated basis?
So it should be in the range of around 16-16.5%, sir.
I mean for this FY 25, 26,
26
correct?
years.
16 to 16.5%, correct? For full year.
For full year, sir.
Sir, I will like come back in queue again.
Most welcome, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
We'll take the next question from Sandeep Patwa.
Yeah, hi, am I audible?
Yeah, audible,
Yes.
audible, please.
Yeah. So I have one question regarding that crane. So in this quarter, there is a degrowth in the crane revenue. So is this due to the monsoon or extended monsoon or we demand was less? What is the reason for degrowth in the crane
There
in
is a two
Q2 rev?
reason. One is one you identified that because of the long monsoon this year. And another because the new project couldn't able to start basically, and the another was the emission norm. New emission norm has been started onward 1st July. So this
Okay.
was the reason. On new emission norm in some of the crane, the emission norm from TRUMPF 3 to become TRUMPF 5. There's a 2-step jump. So this was the reason. The price also increased. And the technology wise also there is a lot of increase. Earlier the crane servicing was much easy, and now this is automatic kind of things. We have to use the dongle to identify the fault in the engine. So those kind of things, the adaptability has taken little time. Therefore the sale was remain little sluggish. Acceptance of new norms. Yeah, this was the only
Okay,
reason.
so in the coming quarters, quarter three and quarter four, we are expecting a jump in the crane revenue to no normalcy and what are we planning? What is the expectation?
We have taken little conservative figure, 15 to 20% growth in the crane in this year, whereas the tractor growth will remain maybe 30-35%, between 30 to 35% in the whole this financial year. So, like every overall, if you take, we are expecting a growth of top line growth of around 25% in the total business.
Okay, and regarding the CapEx of the cranes from the IPO funds, is it on track? Like in Q3, it will be done. Q3 FY25, or there is a delay in that?
A little because of this long monsoon, we couldn't continue our work basically during a few months. Some retaining walls and that kind of things they are doing. But now it will be the next financial year, it will start contributing from the first quarter only.
Okay, so we are expecting the commercialization in Q4 of FY20, like in March.
March, by March, yeah, you can say. The next financial year, we are going to use the capacity. Next financial year.
And sir, regarding the outlook on the this overall industry, is there any slowdown in the infrastructure orders or something from the government side, or how is the demand overall?
Usage is very, large in so many areas, basically. The direct may be little bit here and there, and 6 months if the project's not allotted, it is not going to make much difference, because this is usage is in many, many area. It is replacing the labor. So it's every activity, small activity where this crane is now start getting used. So I don't feel the demand will be slow.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
We'll take the next question from Samira Mita.
Hello, good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, audible, ma'am. Please tell.
Sir, first of all, in earlier conference calls, company guided to grow 30% on a YOY basis. But I think we have missed the guidance for the current quarter. So what stopped us to achieve our target?
Ma'am, tractor, we are growing on the similar phase, but in crane, tractor, we have the half year growth remain around 40% plus against our call of 30%. But in crane, ma'am, first quarter was okay. In the second quarter, because of the new norm came, and the customer, ultimately will take some time because the price increased. Suddenly you increase the price and giving them the higher sophisticated engine with the better emission norms, customer is not going to consider this better emission and pay more price. So sometime they hold the buying. So this was therefore this market remained little sluggish. But now I think ultimately when the demand is there, they have to buy it. So this decision now started, and now the market picking up. There is the 3 months remain little, this was
And
the
ma'am,
reason.
just to add to the point which our CMD sir has mentioned, this is not just with Indopower, rather we've still maintained our numbers. This is across all CE, CV, CVV numbers. You will see that there is a shift. Because the customer.
Including backhoe loader, including even see the JCB backhoe loader, the sale remain little sluggish because everybody has to upgrade the engine.
Yes.
Okay, sir. So have we increased the prices of the crane to rupees 25 lakh? Because earlier you mentioned that after the updation of the norms, the price will be increased to 25 lakhs for a crane.
Ma'am, I told, I think, the 25 lakh price will start basically from the crane, each crane, once we start the new facility also. Because in the new facility, we are going to build the new cranes. But still, comparable to the last year, now each crane contribution will come something around 22 to 23 lakh. Okay, average I'm taking into consideration. But once our new plant will start become operational, then this cost will be plus 25 lakh rupees only. Because there we are going to make two line. Now we got the single line, and the same line we are making little bigger crane also and smaller crane also. So there we are going to have separate two lines, and there we can produce as many as the bigger crane is demanded by our marketing department.
So, sir, currently, what is our average selling price for the crane?
I think the last month, if you'll take figure, approximately Singla ji, this is around 22 lakh rupees.
No.
Hello?
Last quarter, it was 22 lakh rupees, sir.
Yeah, 22 lakh rupees, ma'am, last quarter.
Okay, sir. And sir, one last question I have that the 71 crores capex that we are undergoing for cranes, so that is for the pick and carry cranes only, or is it for the tower cranes?
Madam, the machinery is common. So there is only assembly we have to do. Okay. So the machinery is almost common. There is no additional machine required for tower crane. So you can understand, we can add on, use that one more product we can give to the marketing team.
So that means that our total capacity will be around 5,000 cranes, and it will be fungible. Like we can either sell tower crane or either pick and carry crane, right?
No, no, ma'am. This crane capacity will remain 3,600 is the pick and carry crane we can produce from there. Okay. And balance around, I think 1,400, 1,200 or 1,400 crane we can produce from this existing facility. So approximately 5,000 pick and carry crane we can produce. Additionally, we can produce some tower crane because there only we are making bigger shed. We need only factory building only and some crane, overhead cranes and all. But this machinery will remain because the material cutting, material bending, those kind of operations are common. and some component maybe we can take from the tractor unit where there are a lot of capacity available, some machining components.
Okay, sir, understood. Thank you so much.
Okay.
We'll take the next question from Maitri Shah.
Yeah, hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am, audible.
I have a few clarifications. Firstly, this 5,000 pick and carry cranes ka we have the capacity. So tower cranes, what is the capacity?
Madam, tower crane, it depend on the, we have to do the market trials. Capacity wise, if you'll say, we can make something around, first year, we have planned something around 120 machines. So capacity, madam, I'll tell you, the capacity of machines, cutting machines remain little more higher because we were going to, the material supply going to feed by those cutting machines only, the plasma and some bending machines. Whatever those operation required, we can take from the same plant of pick and carry crane.
Okay.
No,
And
no additional machine required there. If
okay.
some machining component are required, those can be supplied by our existing tractor plant where the capacity is already available.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tractor, how much capacity we have away?
12,000 numbers capacity is available in the tractor plant.
Okay.
So casting component, gear shop component, or turning machining components, those component we can always source from that unit.
Okay. And this year, so we gave a 25% target for this year. Next year, FY27, हमारा टारगेट क्या है एंड देन व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ मार्जिन्स आर वी एक्सपेक्टिंग विद टावर क्रेन्स आल्सो बीइंग एडेड सो इसके मार्जिन्स भी अच्छे हो गए एंड देन आल्सो एक्सपोर्ट वी आर एडिंग सो व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ मार्जिन्स आर वी एक्सपेक्टिंग ऑन द एक्सपोर्ट साइड एज वेल
Yes, ma'am, certainly export may always margins remain better, but at the same time we want to grow at a top line of 25% this year and next year also this similar kind of target we are keeping. So in maybe going in new some area we have got some little competitive also, but those will be going to compensated by the export or a new product basically.
हमारा क्रेन्स का कैपेसिटी इज मोर देन डबलिंग सो यूटिलाइजेशन विल ऑल्सो इंक्रीज सो दिस 25% ग्रोथ डोंट यू थिंक इज टू कंजर्वेटिव फॉर नेक्स्ट ईयर
I'm telling the overall growth, okay, because the crane can be growth can be more also. The first year we are expecting 40 to 50% utilization only of the new plant. Because a new plant capacity utilization, first year we can't do more than this. So that's why we kept little conservative because the new product are coming. It has to be tested by market, the tower crane and all. But pick and carry crane is a proven product. There is no issue.
And console margins we guided for 16-16.5%. So first half maybe didn't reach those margins for the console. So do you expect these margins in the second half to be much higher, more higher than 16% to get to an overall percentage of 16 for the full year?
मैडम इससे मच हायर नहीं होगा बेसिकली बिकॉज अभी जो लास्ट लास्ट फर्स्ट लास्ट क्वार्टर वाई वाज लो द रीजन आई हैव एक्सप्लेन यू बिकॉज ऑफ द वी कुडंट एबल टू टेक द कंप्लीट कॉस्ट बिकॉज ऑफ दिस न्यू एमिशन नॉर्म बिकॉज देर वॉज इंक्रीज इन द कॉस्ट इन द मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कॉस्ट दैट वी कुडंट एबल टू रिकवर द कंप्लीट कॉस्ट बट गोइंग फॉरवर्ड वी आर गोइंग टू अचीव दिस. We are going to get the complete whatever we cost is incurred that we are going to achieve. This was the reason of the low this profitability. And going forward, these number definitely whatever number we have given in the forecast, we are going to achieve.
Okay, and export side margins कितना बड़ा होता है? What's the differential between the domestic margins and export के margins?
एक्सपोर्ट इज ऑलवेज सर्टेनली 3-4% तक का भी मार्जिन ज्यादा रहता है अप टू 5% भी. बट एक्सपोर्ट बेसिकली मैंने स्टार्ट किया है इट विल टेक लिटिल टाइम बिकॉज इट्स नॉट सडनली वी स्टार्टेड पार्टिसिपेटिंग दिस वाज अवर one of the biggest exhibition we participated outside the country. So like this we started. Let's see. So export we are not putting. That will be a bonus if we are doing more. Yeah.
Okay. Any sort of target you have FY27 mein or FY28 mein from export?
Yeah, ma'am. We are expecting around plus 40 crore export this year.
Okay.
Around 40 crore.
For
And
FY26?
yeah, 25, 26.
Okay, and for FY27?
Again, madam, 25, 30% growth.
And this will be over and above the 25% growth that you've guided.
नहीं मैम, वो तो ओवरऑल तो टॉप लाइन तो है, वो मिक्स हो जाता है ना. इट्स वी हैव गिवन द टॉप लाइन दैट इट शुड बी अराउंड एस्टिमेटेड नंबर इज 25% वी हैव टू अचीव द टॉप लाइन.
अच्छा, दैट इंक्लूड्स द एक्सपोर्ट सेल्स सर.
या यस मैम.
ओके ओके या ओके. थैंक यू सो मच.
थैंक यू मैम.
विल टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम अनिल नहाता.
हेलो.
या सर.
ओके, नमस्ते खड़वालिया जी. माय
नमस्ते.
फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज ऑन द एरिया ऑफ क्रेन्स. टू थ्री थिंग्स देयर. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, आवर वॉल्यूम्स वर लोअर इन दिस क्वार्टर, एंड आई थिंक यू मेंशन बिकॉज द यू एक्सप्लेन द रीजन फॉर द मार्जिन बट नॉट फॉर द वॉल्यूम्स. एंड वट विल बी द वॉल्यूम्स फॉर द बैलेंस हाफ ईयर दैट यू कैन एक्सपेक्ट ऑन द क्रेन साइड.
Sir, I told you the volume also because volume remains sluggish because of the new emission norms. The new emission norms started, as the price increase was also there. The customer, generally postpone their decision of buying decisions. So this was the reason of low volume, and this low volume with all the construction equipment company, including backhoe loader and anything you take, even the self-loading concrete mixture. All these number, everybody numbers are little loans like this because of the new emission norms. Now we, as I explained you, around 15 to 20% growth in the crane we are still expecting the whole year on the top line, 15 to 20%.
Okay. But then the crane prices itself has increased by 10 to 12% because of these norms. That's why my question was on the volume. So in terms of volume, in terms of numbers, can we look at 600 number of cranes in the H2 or 500, 550, something around that is what I was asking for guidance.
Maybe volume wise also, this volume wise increase will be also there. That will maybe 15%, 15% volume wise increase will be there.
Okay. The second question is on the tractor side. Tractor,
Yeah.
I saw very good numbers this quarter, and I think it has been aided by the GST reduction also. So, how is the company recalibrating its basically the demand for the tractor segment? And are we basically looking at some more aggressive plans on the tractor area in the coming year?
Anshul ji, I think he is in charge of tractor. Anshul ji, can you explain this? Yeah, Anshul.
Hello. Sorry, sir, I was on
Yeah.
mute. So yes, sir, just to answer your question. So see, sir, good sentiments of the markets and good results and good numbers definitely motivate us to do even better, right? To even outperform our own targets. So sir, accordingly, we've also adjusted ourselves. We have taken more ambitious plans. We are thinking of penetrating deeper into our existing dealers to penetrate deeper into the markets and increase more market share with those dealers. And on the market expansion side, we are aiming to cover maximum territory at the earliest. So yes, sir, we are having very aggressive plans, and we hope that we continue to deliver the results, sir.
Okay. And my third question was on the new plant for the cranes. Obviously, the rains had delayed a lot of things. I think the retaining wall and all those things got delayed because of the high amount of rains. Can you just give a more elaborate description of what is the status of the new production line that is coming up, including the retaining wall, construction start of the shed, and everything else?
Civil work is already started. Tubal work, civil work, retaining wall is completed. Majority portion is completed, basically. And the prefabricated shed is already ordered, placed, and the structure is almost ready. So now he is going to start erection. Work is going to start immediately. Machinery, major machinery ordered has been placed, or some item which is of the self available. Delivery order will be completed in the next maybe 15 days time. So we are expecting that we'll erect the machine. We'll do some trial also by end of this financial year.
So in Q1, you are confident of starting the production on the cranes.
Yes, Q1. Yes.
That's very nice to hear. And
Yeah.
you're basically the foundation work and everything is complete now at the site, or they are still starting?
It is a foundation because number of foundations they are making. They are already started. So they are doing it basically now. In the process, because the shed work, prefabricated shed is already ordered. They have almost finished the 50% work. It's a large shed, quite large area.
Okay, thank you so much, Khadwalia ji. Wish you and your team all the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
We'll take the next question from Karan Dhole.
हेलो.
Yes, sir.
यस सर, आई जस्ट हैव वन क्वेश्चन. सो
अजी.
गवर्नमेंट विल बी अनाउंसिंग लाइक इम्पोजिंग एंटी डंपिंग ड्यूटी ऑन क्रॉलर क्रेन्स एंड रफ टेरेन क्रेन्स. सो इज देयर एनी प्लान्स फॉर द कंपनी टू एंटर इन दिस सेगमेंट?
Not at this moment.
ओके सर. ओके, थैंक यू.
Thank you, sir.
We'll take the next question from Rahul Gupta.
हेलो सर. सर माय क्वेश्चन इज, एज यू एंटर अ न्यू स्टेट विद न्यू डीलर, हाउ विल बरोडा फाइनेंस मेंटेन एनपीए बिलो 4% एंड व्हाट इज द एयूएम टारगेट फॉर FY26 एंड 27?
सिंगला सर विल.
नहीं, आई एक्सप्लेन. इन द न्यू एरिया, न्यू और ओल्ड एरिया, वी हैड मेड द सिस्टेमेटिक स्ट्रेटजी दैट वी आर कीपिंग सफिशेंट मैन पावर देयर. वी हैव पुट सम एक्स्ट्रा मिटिगेंट्स टू मेंटेन इट विद लुक. वी आर आस्किंग ऑलवेज आस्किंग ए गारंटर आल्सो. वी आर सीइंग द ट्रैक आल्सो एंड वी डोंट गो इन कंप्लीट बुलेट EMI काइंड ऑफ स्ट्रक्चर. Because that is linked with the crop, which takes some money every month. In the bullet EMI system, the burden become on the crop only. Basically, if grow crop goes failure, then the farmer become more burdened. So those kind of mitigants we are taking, and we know the hygiene of the system also. We know the pricing also, which price the company is selling the product to our dealers and customer. So everything hygiene is maintained. Dealer cannot charge extra kind of thing that is the lending price is so much and selling price so much. So more hygiene is maintained. Therefore, we are able to maintain it. And even the Indofarm team is also supporting us for the recovery through dealer support. This is the
Okay, so
reason.
you are.
This is the reason we are able to maintain it. The net NPA is less than 3%.
Okay, and sir, what is the AUM target for FY27?
AUM target is Singla ji, those number you have got with you.
So as such, we have not fixed any target for FY27. Whatever the cases will come to us, we will disburse them. Last year, our AUM was around 130 odd crores, and maybe we can look for a target of around 150 to 160 crores, sir.
Up to 160 crore this year. Okay.
This is first FY27, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the engaging discussion. I now invite the management to share their closing remarks.
Anshul ji, would like to.
Sir, on behalf of everyone from the Indofarm team, I would like to thank everyone for taking out their time. And thank you for listening to us very patiently, and thank you for all your inputs. And we hope we've been able to answer your question, your queries to your satisfaction. And thank you very much. We will keep working hard and ensure that we keep on delivering the results that we promised. Thank you again for your time, sir. Thank you, everyone.
On behalf of Indofarm Equipment Limited, thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect.
Thank you.